Industrial output is also falling in Ukraine. That includes its coal industry. Some in the former Soviet state had hopes the country's abundant coal reserves could help reduce its heavy reliance on Russian natural gas. But most Ukrainian coal mines are old and dangerous, and thousands of miners have lost their lives in the past two decades. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reports from a coal mine in the country's industrial east.
That's it. We're descending in this very rusty lift to the sound of rushing water. Alexander Marinich is the chief engineer in this mine, and he's taking us down to the first level of depth, which is 210 meters below the Earth's surface. And I think we're just arriving now. I can feel the pressure in my head. I'm having to swallow to make my ears pop. Once they get to the bottom, the miners have to trudge along dark, damp tunnels, sometimes for miles before they get to the coal face. And we're scrambling down a very narrow seam of coal. And below us, men are digging this stuff out of this pit and sending it up to the surface.
А сколько вы уже здесь работаете?
Ну, я только после практики.
И, ну как?
Привыкаю.
This is Vanya. He says he's been working here for a year. I ask him, how's it going? He says, well, you get used to it. Since the first time he came down here, he had eyes the size of dinner plates. But now it doesn't bother him so much anymore.
But Vanya's initial reaction was probably the right one. Ukrainian mines have an appalling safety record, the second worst in the world. And down here, it's not hard to see why. These tunnels are old and badly maintained. In places, the supports holding up the roof of the tunnel have completely rusted through. And at these depths, it's pretty hot. The air is full of highly combustible coal dust. And yet, there's a live electric cable here, totally exposed, that's powering a cart piled high with coal.
And as the cart of coal trundles by, you can see sparks flying off the electric cable overhead.
In July 2002, an accident here at the Ukraine coal mine killed 35 miners when an old conveyor belt caught fire. Anguished relatives of those trapped below gathered at the entrance to the shaft, waiting for news. One of those, Lydia, lost her husband that day. She's quite clear where she thinks the blame lies.
They don't give the money on time. The conveyor belts are old. They're all overworked. They all need replacing. The motors are ancient. Everything needs replacing. But that costs money. And where they are going to get the money from when the mine itself is on the rocks?
The management says that the deaths were caused by human error, not by faulty equipment. But the mine's deputy director, Nikolai Sus, admits that money is a problem.
We receive state support. Thanks to that, we are able to pay salaries on time. Without state aid, this mine doesn't make a profit.
The Ukraine mine is fairly typical in that it's both dangerous and runs at a loss. So why continue to mine? Well, one reason is the fact that the mines provide employment for hundreds of thousands of people. Closing them down would mean electoral suicide for any politician in this industrial region. But some here believe that coal is also a key strategic resource.
We don't have oil and we don't have any gas. But we do have coal in vast quantities. We have billions of tons of reserves.
For Chief Engineer Alexander Marinich, it's simple. If Russia wants to double the price for gas, then maybe coal could save Ukraine from the clutches of the Kremlin.
For us, the main aim is energy independence. And coal is our future. There's no need to be begging anywhere. I don't need to wait for Mr. Putin to turn off my gas in the new year. Why would I wait for him to do that? I say, goodbye, Vladimir Vladimirovich. Have a nice life.
Despite its vast reserves, though, Ukraine is in fact a net importer of coal. Its deep and antiquated mines are simply unable to produce enough coal at a competitive price. With enough investment, that could change, and so could safety conditions. But as the global financial crisis begins to really bite here, a large injection of cash into the mining industry looks like a distant prospect. For the world, I'm Gabriel Gatehouse in Ukrainsk, Eastern Ukraine.